Ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We're very appreciative of the fact that you're giving up at least part of your Thursday evening to be with us and to participate in this process. We assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. Speaking of the rules of the commission, I would like to direct your attention to our counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you regarding the way that we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And good evening, Mrs. Granke.
Oh, I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Always nice to see you. And I mean that. Glad you're doing well. She's been to more planning and zoning meetings than I have.
Just some general information here. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please do not do anything that distracts from these proceedings and follow the direction of the chairman. If you have telephone, BlackBerry, or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. In addition to the prohibition against disruptive behavior that I mentioned, there's also a tendency to talk or whisper among members of the audience during the various presentations. Please try to refrain from doing this to the extent that you can with an audience as large as this. We found that it makes things difficult for us to hear up here and for others in the audience to hear as well. The commission, according to its rules, can limit testimony that is irrelevant and unduly repetitive. This applies not only to supporters and opponents, but the applicants as well. If you have written statements, please present them to either me or Mr. Lank, and it will be made a part of the record. For the benefit of everyone here tonight, it makes no difference legally whether the information is spoken or written. Both forms of evidence carry the same weight and are a part of the record and will be considered by the commission as it makes its decision. Finally, with regard to the commission's ability to limit repetitive testimony under its rules, relevant testimony is given the same legal weight whether it is given once or is given 10 times. So the commission is not going to be in a position to need to hear the repetitive issues over and over again. On the other hand, the commission is very interested in all of the relevant evidence and written or verbal testimony that anyone wants to present. On behalf of the commission, thank you for listening to the explanation of the process.
All right.